The Good Food Hour are brought to you by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Welcome into the KSRO Kitchen, America's longest running radio food program, and as well as a gardening program. Before that, I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, when I walked back in the studio just a moment ago, it smelled like I was sitting around the great outdoors around a campfire.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, because of our guest. Who always smells like that.
Yeah, that's Ryan Wren, master butcher and co-owner with his lovely wife of the Sonoma County Meat Company. And really, you brought this waft of wonderful wood smoke in with you. It was delightful. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So you were telling us about how you smoke, that because the question was, does the city allow you to pump all that smoke into the air?
Yes, it does. The city, basically the smokehouse that we have, it uses a natural smoke, and it compresses the chips to a point in which the gas starts to come off, and that is what burns. So there's no flame involved. It's also a fully suppressed system, but this allows us to harvest the best quality smoke to then apply to the meat. Without having so much creosote, there's no ash or anything like that.
Man, oh man.
It's fantastic. It's so dense and thick, but the amount that we use is just enough so that you get the flavor profile spread out over the product.
Well, when we first met Ryan, he had just, I think, graduated high school.
Yes.
About 10 years ago.
That's very nice of you to say.
And you and the lovely Janine founded the Sonoma County Meat Company, which is on in the Roseland area.
Yes.
It's Sebastopol Avenue.
Sebastopol Avenue. It's 35 right. Sebastopol Avenue. It's on the just over the railroad tracks on the east end of Sebastopol Road, which turns into Avenue.
It's right across from Tia Maria.
Oh, Tia
right.
Maria Bakery. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's a great place.
But you have a new place.
We do, yes. We have expanded into a warehouse on the corner of Dutton and 12.
Now, you talked about that.
Yeah,
we've been
working really, really hard to make it happen. And finally, we have. There is no retail there. It is just a warehouse and production facility. But we rehabbed the building. We put 30,000 square feet of solar. We are now net zero electrical on both plants. So we're working towards our net zero by 2030 goals for meat processing, which is very important to our company and the meat industry in general. So... That has helped us in that regard, as well as free up space at our original plant or shop, however you'd like to call it, for to allow us to move more product through, to have better organization and more streamlined processes, better work-life balance, all those things.
So you work with ranchers.
I do.
And hunters and things.
We do.
And how did they get in touch with you?
So you can find us online. We have business cards, too. Also, we're on Instagram. So that's the best way. Then just give us a call. There's a line called the Cut and Wrap line. You can pick up that line when you call the shop at 707-521-0121. The Cut and Wrap line is extension 3. Ask for Sochi, and she will sort you out with a date for Cut and Wrap. She'll get you pointed in the right direction for... if you want to do wild game processing, any of those things, she's the head of
So that's
body.
Different, wild game processing. You have to have a license for that.
We do. That's licensed with the state. Mm-hmm. We don't do as much of the game processing, but we still have that ability for people to bring their carcasses in and we can fab for them or cut for them. And then we have, 70 types of sausage, all kinds of good options that people can.
You do. You are the... Sausage King.
And John,
which reminds me, today there's a special event.
Yeah.
Yes,
which
there is.
You're going to tell us about. And you have my favorite sausage. I guess you always have it.
Yes. We have Butifarra, which is a Spanish sausage that is near and dear to my heart based on the time I spent in Spain. It's really light and mild, and traditionally it's served with beans and aioli. So we won't have beans today. We're going to have buns. It's a little bit of a spin, but it's easier to carry. And it's fantastic. It's just like a little bit of garlic, salt, pepper, the like you can't even taste the cumin, and that the teeniest bit of vinegar. It is, I mean, I love.
So
this
do you import this sausage from?
No,
Spain?
No, we make it make all. This? All of these recipes are made by us, created by
why
us.
Why do you call it Butifarra?
Butifarra.
Because that's its name in Spain.
Yeah.
Oh, its name in Spain. And so you make a version of that sausage. Okay. And that's your favorite sausage?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, I think it's because it's so simple.
It's so simple. Yeah. And it's just, you go, if you go somewhere for breakfast at like, you know, noon or whatever in Spain, and you want something to eat and you're hungry, you had a great night the night before. You say, I want something similar. Be like, oh, Juliones, Butifarra.
Oh, Butifarra. Yeah. So this is the 10th anniversary party today. This is big.
Yeah, 10 years. I can't believe it. It has gone by so quickly.
And so give us the particulars.
So today from 12 to 4, we're having a party in the parking lot. There will be a band. There will be two pigs. Usually we do one. This year we're doing two, which are boned out completely, stuffed with more pork butt, bacon, garlic, basically rosemary, thyme, California chili flake, regular chili flake, and black pepper. Then it's stuffed, tied up, and smoked overnight. Then when we finish it off on the spit so that the skin gets crispy. That will be being given away around 3 o'clock, 2:33.
Oh, so that's complimentary.
That's complimentary. Mm-hmm. If you want, you can come down and get some Butifarra, which we'll be having on the plancha, a flat top with aioli, which is delicious. There's beer from Hen House, Old Possum will be there, and Old Kaz. All of the proceeds will be going to the Roseland Community Project series and Positive Images. So we want to make sure that we stay connected to the community. It's important for us, especially where we are in Roseland. Not to mention, there'll be a raffle. So the cool part about the raffle, all the proceeds will be going to those three organizations or four organizations that I mentioned previously, is that we reached out this year to all of our customers, people that have been purchasing from us over the years. And we said, okay, we're going to have this raffle. Please, whatever you can donate would be fantastic. We'd love to have kind of a way to say thank you to the people that have, you know, been with us for so many years. And we got some good stuff. I'm telling you, like, good, like, Hog Island Oyster Company, to name a few. Single Thread, to name another one. Wow. You know, we could name drop the Tia Maria. Like, there's a long list of different people that donated so that we could have the raffle. Not to mention, I could talk for hours about this. We took aprons and we gave them to local artists, tattoo artists, different ceramicists, people that are into sculpture, etc. And each person drew on that apron. And like created a drawing or, you know, different paint or gave us a print. And those items will also be raffled off, really cool. Mm. If you've been following us on Instagram, Janine has been kind of giving little sneak peeks from different things that are going to be raffled off. But it's going to be super fun.
So how much is raffle tickets? How much?
They're like $300 a piece. So no, they are they're $5. I think they're $5 a piece.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and the raffle will take place around 4 or something?
The raffle will be at 3 as well. So you come, you get to see the raffle, have some beer, have some pork.
Have some pig. Have
it
a
will
sausage.
Be awesome. I'm really excited.
Is it 12 to 3 or 12 to 4 today?
4.
12 to 4.
Yes.
But the raffle's at 3.
Yeah.
Okay, this is exciting.
So what are you doing here?
I'm talking to you guys because I have a relationship with you, and I really appreciate being here every
and
year.
I know you'll be leaving promptly at 11:30 to get there because you've got pigs to, to look
at. I do,
at.
Yeah. It's all lined up.
So you mentioned all the charitable component of this big anniversary event, which is wonderful. And I noticed that also in the release that Janine sent me that there's an organization called Land Paths, which the beer proceeds go to. I'm not familiar with that.
Land Paths is awesome. So Land Paths basically connects young children, people that wouldn't necessarily have exposure to nature, and takes them out, drags them around in the woods, and it teaches them all kinds of things about our local environment and exposes them to that so that they can develop a connection to the outdoors.
I'm not aware of it. It's a fabulous
organization.
It's a
fantastic organization.
That's great. Why don't we take a quick break? We'll come back. And then I've got meat questions.
Me too.
Oh, come on. You?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, we got the guy here.
I know.
The guru
that's
of
the point.
Meat here. Ryan Wren, who is a co-owner along with Janine of the Sonoma County Meat Company, celebrating their 10th anniversary. We're thrilled because we had Ryan and Janine on probably just a few months after you opened your doors. We were so excited to see this fabulous new butcher shop come to Santa Rosa. And it's a free party today starting at noon. Oh, there's music, of course.
Yes, there's music. Yeah. Coyote Slim will be playing some blues. So, yeah, there's a list of things that I hope that I don't forget everything that's happening.
Well, there's a lot going on, and it's all happening in the Roseland area, and we'll give you those particulars when we come back. Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash in the KSRO Kitchen.
The Ramsey Show, Saturday and Sunday afternoons, 3 to 6 on KSRO, is brought to you by Cobran Financial. Can you retire? Find out with Cobran Financial.
Chernoff Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa has been taking excellent care of patients for over 30 years.
There's such a difference between doing things to people and taking good care of patients. And I've been blessed in my practice to be surrounded by people who know the difference.
Dr. Chernoff likes to use the term your natural best when advising patients on what procedures to have.
Our nicest compliment is always to create their aesthetic improvement such that no one ever knows that they've had it done. And that means creating a natural appearance, never a done appearance, never a pulled appearance.
He not only trains doctors and nurses nationwide, but also ensures his staff receives training to the same high standards.
I am proud to be referred to as a pioneer in the field of aesthetics because we have been deeply involved in the research and development of many techniques, both non-surgical and surgical.
Check the specials and services at ChernoffCosmeticSurgery.com.
The Petaluma Eastside Market at Lucchese Park is open every Tuesday, 10 to 1:30. Create your own healthy farm-to-table meals. Chicken, lamb, and beef available from the local farmers and ranchers, including Bevis Springs Ranch in Petaluma. Get Petaluma cheeses from Acadena Cheese. Pick up baked goods from Redbird or Bedstone Bakery, Revolution Bread, The Bakery, and Hillsburg Bagel Company. Grab seasonal vegetables from Sonoma County local Ortiz Family Farm. Sunray Farm has certified organic produce and flowers from Sonoma Valley. The Peach Guy offers small-scale walnuts and citrus from Winters. Fresh spring flowers are abundant. Have lunch or dinner from Chad's Soup Shack, What a Chicken, Belfair, The Green Grocer, Tacos Don Pepe, Holy Chili Mole, and Chava's Pizza. Grab a drink from Myriad Coffee and Bai Chai Boba Tea. You'll also find artisans and crafters with candles, jewelry, and so much more. Order online for curbside shopping service. More info at ilovefarmersmarkets.org.
At American Ag Credits, our real estate loans are tailored for farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Whether you're refinancing a mortgage, expanding your operation, or looking to make your land ownership dream a reality, we're here to support you with financing that works as hard as you do. We offer real estate financing with flexible terms and country home loans through programs like Rural First, with quick approval and unmatched service. For more information, visit agloan.com. American Ag Credits, your future grows here.
Freshen up your home with Milgard Energy Efficient Windows and Doors from DJ's Sash and Glass. DJ's is a Milgard certified dealer, and now through June 10th, get a Spring Savings electronic gift card with your Milgard Windows or Doors purchase. Details at Milgard.com/promo-registration. Add a touch of class to your glass. Call DJ's Sash and Glass at 546-7344. Online at DJsGlass.com. DJsGlass.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
So happy to have Ryan Wren in the KSRO Kitchen with me, Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash, to let our listeners know that there is a party today, and it is really a whale of a party going on, to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Sonoma County Meat Company. It's on Sebastopol Avenue in the heart of Roseland. Starts at noon, goes till 4. There's lots of spectacular raffle tickets being given away, $5 a piece. Great music. Benefit for Ceres Community Project, Roseland Public Schools, and positive images. Also, all the beer being served today. He's going to go
all that you can drink.
All that you to land pass. Now that's not free. You got to buy the beer. And who are the brewers that are pouring?
Well, I believe it's Old Kaz, Possum, and Hen House.
And oh boy, what a lineup!
So I got a meat question. So what's all the story about dry aged, and should we buy into that? Is it worth it?
And I want to add something quickly before you answer that question. There's a big push by Modernist Cuisine. We know about Modernist Cuisine. They're selling dry-aged bags online. It's a very specialty bag. They're $7, $8 a bag for three, $24 for three. And they have online, they've done these tutorials showing how these bags work for beef, pork, and chicken. And I just watched the one on pork, and they said, save your money. It does not do anything for pork. They were shocked and blown away during the filming, going, this isn't very good. And they were laughing, going, we really thought this was going to work. They said, but for beef and chicken, they felt it was worth the money, that the homeowner could get a pretty good approximation. Have you worked with these dry-aged bags yet?
I'm very familiar with them. I looked into them a couple of years back when they came out, because I was curious. They're one-way vapor bag, basically. It allows someone to dry-age in their home fridge without kind of creating a whole environment that smells like meat. The chicken... I always get concerned based on the high sugar content of chicken when someone's like, oh, I want to dry age that, and it's potential spoilage in general. It's vacuum, so you're going to have less oxygen, but you can still have some level of spoilage that could give you a bellyache, and I just don't think that the log growth is worth it with poultry.
So I know this is not your world, but they're dry aging fish now, that's a really hot market, and it's very expensive.
Interesting. They've been doing that. I mean, that's what they did with cod forever and ever.
Yeah.
They just put salt on it. I don't know. I would be concerned about the
same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Sugar content, moisture, parasite load. You know, you'd be surprised with fish. I mean, it's all mostly cooked all the way, so you don't have to worry about it. But if you start doing the raw fish, it's the same as you'd have to be like, okay, sashimi grade, make sure it's frozen, that kind of, you know, protein concerns in that regard. I know I kind of got off on a fish tangent.
So with dry aged meat,
yes.
How come it's expensive because it takes time.
Yeah, you lose like 30%, if not more, your moisture content, you have your real estate costs, and then your inputs, so your, you know, light, electrical, and all the fans and that kind of thing that go along with it. So
do you think that it's worth the homeowner to buy some of these dry-aged bags and try to dry-age beef in the refrigerator?
I mean, I love to experiment. So, yeah, if you feel like you can afford that, I think go for it. You know what I mean? It does require a decent amount of overhead. If it's something that you're going to make for you and one other person and have a special dinner or something like that, okay, fine. That sounds like a good idea. Or you could just come down to Sonoma County Meat Company and get it from us, and it's already dry-aged for you, and you don't have to worry about getting a vac bag, make sure it's the right one-way barrier. I know, you lined that up for me. I'm going to take it.
I get it, of course.
Yeah.
But, like, honestly, if you don't want to do all the work that goes along with it, we know we're going to cut you the perfect steak. We're going to trim it off. You're not going to have any loss like you might have. If you get a hole in that one-way vapor barrier bag, you're going to have a problem. You know, someone reaches for the milk, they put a glass in the fridge that's pokey on one side, next thing you got a hole in it, then you created a non-anaerobic environment so that there's oxygen available. So you just made like a little sour pack that I wouldn't recommend. Yeah. So it's a 50-50 if you're a meat geek and you have a salami thing.
So how much dry age do you sell?
How much? We probably sell...
I mean, of the...
Of the top beef of
that. Yeah, so we have prime grade dry age that we use. We have ribeyes in New York's, and we sell a decent amount. I would say a loin a day combined. You know, a good amount cutting the steaks. It's not a huge amount, but it's enough. People come down to us specifically for it. We hang for 28 to 30 days, depending on what it is. We've also sometimes have a whiskey-bathed one that we did for a while, which is really nice. It's great. It is one small piece of what we do, mm-hmm. not the whole thing. We have 70 types of sausage. We have a grass-fed program. We have 5 types of bacon that we all make in-house.
And the best jerky in the world.
We also have 7 types of jerky and snack sticks. So we're a very creative bunch down there.
I must say that when we first met you and you introduced us to your jerky, I started buying that every Father's Day for my son. And he's moved since then to Chicago. He still gets a lot. And now the grandsons are into your jerky, too. So people are enjoying your jerky in Chicago. Not that there's not great jerky in Chicago. I'm sure there is. But since he grew up in Santa Rosa, he really likes to have a taste of
it. So I have to tell you, though, that most commercial jerky is awful compared to yours. And I think it's because of texture.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time figuring out how to get rid of moisture, maintain tenderness, and have a decent flavor profile. And I would say overwhelming, the key is less. Just put less stuff in it. And spend the time on your technique. And spend the time on how to really manage your drying process in a way that's going to give you the maximum yield and the least amount of moisture. Mm-hmm. So it's a tricky place to be, but if it has corn solids in it, you probably don't want to eat it. Okay.
And it's really nice because with advance notice, we've been able to get vacuum packed.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the great thing. So we can ship that to Chicago with no deterioration or spoilage.
We have a full online shop. We can ship all over the nation. We can send all our products basically anywhere in the country.
Okay, well, if you're in the sound of my voice locally, you can attend the big 10th anniversary party today. It starts at noon at the Sonoma County Meat Company. They're right on Sebastopol Avenue in the heart of Roseland. There's a wonderful two free pigs that are being smoked, and that's complimentary at about 3 o'clock today. There's the raffle tickets are going on at 3 o'clock, which you certainly can buy. And there's great burrata sausage, John Ash's and Ryan's favorite sausage to purchase. And along with, are there any salads or anything? Anything go along with that?
No, we don't usually eat food that our food eats. So, no, we don't have any salad. But,
it's a meat company.
You can think about salad when you're done.
Okay, perfect.
If you can't make it down today, which we will all be very sad, speaking to your audience, but we are also available Monday through Saturday.
Got it.
10 to 6.
10 to 6. Thank you for coming in today. Mm-hmm. He's starting to get a little antsy. Needing to get back to the butcher shop to make sure everything's online. Thank you. Congratulations on 10 years. It's a real milestone for you.
Who would have thought?
No.
Very pleased. Thank you to the community.
It's great. And congratulations on your success.
Thank you so much.
We'll take a break. We'll come right back with Chef John Ash. And this gentleman is being nominated for another cookbook award by the prestigious James Beard Society. And we'll talk about that. Plus a great new article that just came out about foraging wild greens. And today is National Cheese Soufflé Day. And John Ash has a thing or two to say about making the perfect cheese souffle. That's coming up next.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
Hi, it's Dennis from the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special, and that's the people. You may have heard me speak with Steve on Saturday mornings on Garden Talk about buying potatoes from Tom or mushrooms from Barbara, forgetting to mention their business names. This is due to the relationships developed with those who grow the food we eat, something you can't get at the big supermarket chains. The vendors are a great resource to help create the perfect meal for you and your family. Bring your kids, grab a bite and something to drink, and shop the farmers market voted the best farmers market in Sonoma County 2 years running in the Press Democrats Readers Poll. We've been doing this for 50 years. We must be doing something right. So come and visit us at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1.
Hello, there, John O'Hurley here to invite you to the event of the year. North Bay Biz Magazine's Best of the North Bay Awards Party, happening May 23rd from 5 to 9 p.m. Just where is this glorious event being held, you ask? Well, I just can't tell anyone. It's a private affair, chock full of North Bay's most prestigious kings, CEOs, politicians, military leaders, and me. Yes, me, your humble host for the evening. Now, you can't just buy a ticket to enjoy this live music, laughter, and hear acceptance speeches that go on for decades too long. You have to be invited. Announcer, don't just stand there staring at me. Tell these fine people how they can get their free invitation.
For two tickets to the May 23rd Best of the North Bay Awards, hosted by John O'Hurley and Debbie Abrams, purchase a year subscription to North Bay Biz, the best magazine for local business news and lifestyles. Start your subscription now at northbaybiz.com. Offer good while tickets last.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
SoCo Private Security is a local family-owned business based in Santa Rosa. The new management team has over five decades of security service. Whether you need fixed site, vehicle patrol, or special event security, SoCo Private Security can help. Shopping centers, HOAs, private residences, banks, hotels, and more have enjoyed peace of mind with SoCo Private Security since 2013. More info at SoCoPrivateSecurity.com. SoCo Private Security, the new breed in security.
I'm KSRO's Dale Trucillos with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. High 72 today, 59 along the coast, mostly sunny. Wind speeds are mild, under 10 miles an hour today. Clear skies expected tonight, low 47 degrees across the county. 78 then for tomorrow with sunny skies, 63 along the coast. And it's going to be low 80s for Monday and Tuesday with sunny skies. Depend on weather every 30 minutes. On FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9, KSRO.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash. And you, Chef John Ash, have been nominated for a James Beard Award for your latest cookbook, The Hog Island Book of Fish and Seafood. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well, this is, I know it never gets old, but still, 1996, the Julia Child Award for Best Cookbook published in that year.
Uh-huh.
And then another award in 2005, I think, for Cooking One-on-One.
Yeah.
The James Beard Society, and then another one in 2014 for Culinary Birds.
Yes.
And here another one.
Yeah.
Which
we'll,
is pretty
we'll
exciting.
See. I think if you get three awards, I don't know what you get.
You get a bust of your head in the trophy case.
Thank you very much.
So would you talk just a little bit about Hog Island and how important this is for you, especially about sustainable seafood?
Well, I've been a partner with Hog Island for many years, having served for a long period of that time on their board of directors. And part of the thing that attracted me to Hog Island was their commitment to doing things sustainably and reasonably and, you know, and taking care of the ocean because, you know, you read every day the kind of craziness that's going on out there with pollution and mislabeling and stuff like that. And Hog Island have long been people who have taken the charge and tried to educate people about how to do it responsibly, how to buy and cook fish and shellfish responsibly. So as part of my being on the board, I kept saying, you know, we should do a book.
Yeah.
And so we finally did.
Yeah.
It took a couple of years to do, but and that's what the James Beard nomination is for. And it gets, the award is given the 1st of June.
Yeah, June 8th in Chicago.
Yeah.
So it'll be very exciting to see.
So I hope, I mean, as people always say, well, you know, it's just an honor to get the nomination. No.
It's like being in the World Series is not like winning the World Series.
Yeah.
So that's very exciting. And also you should mention for years you've been on the Monterey Bay Aquarium's initiative, Seafood Watch.
Yes, yeah.
So this is a part of your DNA is sustainability. Yeah. Well, check out the book. It's a great book. There's every type of wonderful John Ash seafood recipe that you've ever imagined or even heard about on the show and a lot of new materials too. So look for that book.
Yeah, thanks.
So you have... You've a wonderful article in this Wednesday's Press Democrat about wild plants and herbs, and it's terrific. The photography is beautiful, and I'm looking at the photograph of these wonderful stinging nettles and fiddlehead ferns and dandelions and purslane and ramps and chickweed and lamb's quarters. And a lot of those, as you mentioned in the article, are, certainly can be found foraged, but also can be found in supermarkets.
Yeah. We're lucky, and I'll give them a little plug. There's a company, a kind of producer, forager locally, called Wine Country Cuisine, and they sell most of their stuff, I think, through Oliver's.
Okay.
But you can always get a selection of whatever's available there, and that makes it, you know, if you don't think you want to go out and gather it yourself, it makes it handy.
But you, as a kid, grew up foraging with your grandmother.
Yeah, and people still do. I mean, there are those things that I would say you should go out today and forage because it's still early enough in the year. Things like dandelion greens, which... Mm-hmm. Actually are kind of an ancient thing. But if you get them when they're young or and tender, they're really quite wonderful. You can get fiddlehead ferns, which look really cool.
Well, you have a recipe for the warm dandelion salad in this old-time grandma kind
and,
of recipe.
And the person I give credit for this to way back when for me was Yule Gibbons and his book, Stalking the Wild Asparagus. And he was way back in the 60s, and he was way ahead. I mean, people who lived in the country knew about this, but most city dwellers didn't have a clue that there was all this stuff growing in our lawns that we could take advantage of. Chickweed is another one that is pretty interesting. So
I like the recipe for pickled fiddleheads.
Yeah.
That sounds, and you would serve that along game and meat?
Yeah,
like
you could do that, or you could use that in your martini or something.
Now, I've been stung before working with stinging nettles because I forgot to wear gloves. They do sting.
They do. They absolutely do. So if you think you're going to gather, and they grow prolifically, right now is a really great time for them. Wear gloves, wear... long sleeve shirts, all of that kind of stuff. But the interesting thing is as soon as you heat them, as soon as you cook them, they're no longer stinging.
Heat deactivates that. Huh?
Yeah. It's a magical thing. And so I included one of my favorite things to do. When you have a lot of stinging nettles, and if you live in a place that has them, they, as I say, grow prolifically. You can gather a lot of them. I make a pesto out of them, which is great.
And I was so happy to be part of this shoot while you were making these dishes, and I tried the marvelous pesto, and it was astounding. And it's the same way you do traditional basil pesto with pine nuts. And,
just use stinging nettles.
Just stinging nettles instead. So there's a couple of recipes for the stinging nettles. You also have recipes for wild asparagus. Do we see that around Sonoma County?
It exists. Mm-hmm. More and more you don't see it because it gets harvested or, you know, things get plowed up and all of that stuff.
Subdivisions.
But I used to as a kid, growing up on a ranch in Colorado, we would get wild asparagus. I would go out with my grandma, and we would pick wild asparagus, typically in moist areas alongside of stream beds and things like that. And they just pop up. I mean, they pop up overnight. They're the most amazing thing. And we would eat more of them raw than we would take them home and cook them because they're so good.
And here's one that we do see a lot, and that's purslane.
Purslane, yeah.
It's a weed.
It is.
You call it the delicious weed.
Yep. And you've all seen it. It looks something like a succulent, and it grows different sizes. In many cultures, it's a staple. Like in Mexico, they do purslane. In the Middle East, they use purslane in a number of things, and they just eat it raw. The kicker is to, you know, pick it young, clean it well, make sure you know where it's been grown. So that it hasn't been grown around pesticides and stuff like that.
And you serve it, you mentioned Morocco, a Moroccan tomato and purslane salad.
Yeah.
So it's served alongside a nice salad. And harissa.
Well, it's part of the salad.
Part of the salad,
so
yes.
So it's a green that goes in the salad. And you made, what did you make?
Oh, I made so many things I can't remember. I'll remember pretty soon when we go through the rest of the recipe packet. But we want to mention to our listeners that this entire recipe package is on the KSRO website now. We just put it up an hour or so again, and we can enjoy the beautiful recipes and also the narrative that John writes about all these beautiful wild greens and also the beautiful, stunning photography, too. So thank you for writing this.
Yeah.
It's really just a stunning salute to spring.
It's interesting, yeah, that we forget that what lives right next to us is entirely edible. You don't have to go spend a fortune at some fancy market.
No, you really don't. It's a lot of it's growing outside your backyard. Do you have dandelions on your property at all?
I do have a few dandelions, but... you know, they're a weed, and so we tend to, when they appear, tend to get rid of them.
Yeah.
But if you don't get rid of them and harvest them when they're young, they're not so bitter. And
did your grandmother harvest dandelions?
Oh, yeah.
She did.
Yeah. Again, when they're young. And the dandelion blossoms, you know, the famous yellow blossoms are also edible and really good.
To sprinkle them on a salad?
Yeah,
or something?
Yeah.
Wonderful. We'll come back and we're going to celebrate a special day today. You know, it's National Cheese Soufflé Day. I didn't know until a few days ago.
County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, 96.9 in Petaluma, and 94.5 in Sonoma at KSRO.com and on the KSRO app.
Right now, there are buyers waiting for your home to come on the market. To help you navigate the busy spring market, meet the North Bay's newest mother-daughter real estate team, the Norman Home Team.
This is Allison Norman. When you work with the Norman Home Team, you get my nearly two decades of experience in all areas of residential real estate, including senior relocation, trust and probate, veterans, investors, and land. Stephanie brings valuable insight to help our millennial and Gen Z buyers.
I'm Stephanie Norman. I've worked in and around real estate for over 14 years. Now, as a licensed real estate agent, I can help our buyers and sellers through the entire transaction.
Picture this, a team with a wide range of expertise, a seasoned negotiator, and a tech-savvy millennial with a shared passion for real estate. For questions or to make a no-obligation appointment, go to AllisonNorman.com. The Norman Home Team at Keller Williams Realty, because two heads are better than one. DRE license number 01720334 and 0220-9237.
What is one of Dr. Tom's favorite procedures?
The waist area is one of my favorite areas to perform smart lipo laser liposuction for both women and men. When our patients regain their waistline, they have renewed self-confidence. They love the way they fit in their clothes and how they look in the mirror. Even a small reduction in waist size can take years off your silhouette.
Dr. Tom introduced Smart Lipo to the North Bay in 2007. He has performed hundreds of these procedures under local anesthesia.
Local anesthesia is safe and well tolerated by our patients. You can actually have breakfast on the day of your surgery and you'll appreciate quicker recovery with less discomfort.
There's a reason he's been voted the Press Democrat's best cosmetic surgeon of Sonoma County. 8 years in a row. Reclaim your waist and proudly put your hands on your hips.
Let's stay young together.
Contact Dr. Tom for a complimentary consultation. More info at drtomcosmetic.com. drtomcosmetic.com.
Want the best lunch buffet in the North Bay? Mountain Mike's has you covered. Weekdays from 11 to 2, enjoy unlimited pizza and salad for one low price. It's the perfect combination of flavors and flexibility. It's the best of both worlds. Combine a slice or two of pizza with a personalized salad creation all your own. Choose from their legendary crispy curly pepperoni, classic cheese, or a specialty pizza. Create your ultimate lunch experience just the way you like it. Online at mountainmikes.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. That's right, it's Chick Days at the feed store in Sebastopol. Now through June, the feed store will have baby chicks and everything you could possibly need to care for them. Most especially the years and years of experience of knowing how to care for your new backyard brood. The feed store in Sebastopol, your one-stop shop for all your large and small animal feed and needs. Happy Chick Days.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Esch. So we're going to learn a new French word. What French word means to breathe, to whisper, or to blow up?
I don't know.
Could it be souffle?
No, souffle.
Souffle. Yeah. And that's the
and that's what it sounds like, too.
Doesn't it sound like that? But I think as far as dishes that intimidate people, if you put up, if you put like five or six dishes and ask people which one they would least likely to prepare,
yeah,
they would say souffle. I'm not going to go.
Well, I think people have had such problems with them because they've overheated the cheese and it's gotten grainy and all of that stuff, or they haven't used good cheese, cheese that's both a good melter and will sustain itself over heat.
Or they've opened the oven to look at it in 5 or 6 minutes?
That doesn't matter.
I thought there was another wives' tale.
It actually doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. It won't fall?
Well, if your oven is that sensitive, then time to get a new oven.
So this great article you had done a while back on making souffles, and you really go deep into it, not only the cheese souffles, Roquefort, the strawberry dessert souffles, rolled souffles, chocolate souffles, all of this. Today is National Cheese Souffle Day. Yeah. And you created a wonderful YouTube tutorial that shows you in your kitchen making step-by-step the cheese souffle. And I'll tell you, it is so unintimidating.
Yeah.
And confidence building.
Yeah.
Now, of course, you go, wait, this is Chef John Esch. That's why it looks simple. But if you just follow the steps.
It is. You know, all it is some beaten egg whites, which are beaten until they're stiff, folded into a cheese sauce.
Like a bechamel sauce?
A bechamel with cheese in it.
Yeah.
And then cooked.
And then baked in the oven.
And you want to be careful. I mean, you don't want to open and close the oven constantly because it will not rise as much as it should, but it is such a simple thing, and it's so fast. A lot of times people make cheese souffles as, you know, something to make when you have guests and you haven't thought about something to make ahead of time. And if you have good cheese on hand, typically the cheeses that traditionally were used were things like Emmentaler and Gruyere. But you can make it out of anything.
Same things as for fondue,
yeah.
Those type of cheeses. Yeah. So you mentioned in your article that you could actually refrigerate these and bake them or freeze them.
Yes.
And can you really do that?
Yes, you can. We used to, in my restaurant days, we used to make them ahead of time, the day ahead of time, and put them in the refrigerator. And then when an order came in, take them out and put them in a hot oven, and they miraculously rise.
And you didn't put any collars on them, any of those?
No, you don't have to. Doing a collar, I think, is it's a pain in the neck.
Okay.
You know, you're so likely to, in trying to take the collar off, you know, kind
rip a hole in it and deflate it.
Yeah.
So it's not worth it.
But if you want to, you can.
Well, you have some wonderful souffle notes, improving the stability of egg whites. And how do we do that?
Well, there are a couple of different ways. What did I say there?
Well, I think you can use vinegar, can't you?
A little bit of
is that in the
a tiny amount.
And a copper bowl. I know they're expensive, but it does improve the
Well, the and part of that is the acidity of the copper is what causes the egg whites to rise a little bit more in the same way that a drop or two of vinegar will do.
Okay,
the same
or
thing.
The other alternative you mentioned is cream of tartar.
Yeah, which is the same thing. It's another acid medium.
I got it. So that's one thing to do. And should we have our eggs cold or warm when we
You know, there, it's funny. There's such, I don't know, controversy about that. Usually, the feeling is they should be warm.
Oh, and that's what you do?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Well, that's what it
They've said for a long time, no, they should be cold. I find that it works better if they're warm.
Do you warm the whole eggs in warm water before cracking them?
Yeah.
Is that how you do it?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's one thing, improving the stability of your egg whites. So you have the, before whipping them, they need to be back at room temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And then you whip them.
Yeah.
The volume. Okay, got it. And you're looking for kind of a shiny gloss?
Yeah.
Is that?
And it's like whipping cream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it should look like that. It should be stiff.
Got it.
But not overly beaten, because if it gets overly beaten, then they get, when they bake, they get, you know, what's the word? Gloppy.
Okay, the good word.
If that's a.
So the next thing is creating that wonderful top hat.
Yeah.
What's your tip for doing that?
It's a fun thing to do. It doesn't always work, but you put it in the souffle dish,
mm-hmm.
and then run your thumb around, your wet thumb around the edge of the souffle, leaving the center with a little knob there.
Oh.
And then that rises up.
That sounds like fun.
It is.
Okay, have a kid do that. So that's great. In a 425-degree preheated oven.
Yeah.
Okay, boom, you get it. And you get this little mushroom effect.
Yes.
When it comes out. Next one, attaching collars to soufflés. Well, you said you've never particularly liked this. You mentioned it earlier.
Well, again, for the same reason that the collar will help the soufflé to rise, but it's taking the collar off that can be a problem. But.
And something I didn't think of, which makes perfect sense, is you butter, obviously, the soufflé dish.
Yeah.
And then you put some finely grated cheese around that, because you mentioned it gives the soufflé something to grab onto.
Yes, yeah. Because otherwise it would be too slick.
Too slick. So, gosh, it really sounds like I can do this.
You can. Go home and do it today.
And,
you can do it in 15 minutes.
Now I'm thinking about mushroom soufflés.
Yeah. And you can also use all kinds of cheeses. Like, I'd love goat cheese and soufflés. I mean,
Roquefort.
Roquefort is delicious. I mean, sort of whatever cheese you like.
And spinach? That's kind of the classic. Spinach soufflé? Do you like that, too?
Yeah. That doesn't talk to cheese, but you can put anything in it. Yeah, like a puree of carrot or any of that kind of stuff.
Is anybody doing soufflés anywhere in Sonoma County?
Not that I know of. There used to be a restaurant in San Francisco that was all they served.
Oh, yeah. Was it Jacqueline's?
Yeah.
Was that it?
Was soufflés.
Yeah.
And they would pound them out, and you can too. So it was an example of how quickly you can make them. You don't have to be, you know, as you mentioned earlier, worry about slamming the oven door or something like that. Just do it.
Well, I think there should be some place in Sonoma County, someone should be innovative and think, you know, maybe it's time to reignite our love of soufflés.
Well, you know, one that I'd love, I think I included a recipe for that, is a free-form soufflé. So you mix it all up, and then rather than putting it in a dish, my favorite is with asparagus. You just kind of pour it over the top, and then the whole thing rises. It doesn't rise as a cake, but it rises up, and you have this lovely, so I think it's as good as having a fancy sauce or something on your asparagus. Okay.
Freeform souffle. Yeah. I love that. And when we do fruit souffles, are they easier to make or about the same?
They're the same. So a puree of whatever fruit you like works.
Strawberry works good. Rhubarb. It's springtime.
And right now, rhubarb is
coming in, isn't it?
It's in the market. Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. Anyway, we want to remind listeners that was too much to absorb. At your leisure, go to YouTube and just type in Chef John Ash's Kitchen Basic Cheese Souffle. And you will join John in his kitchen here in Santa Rosa, and he will take you methodically, leisurely, and only the way he can, with humor involved, and really show you
how... it's very fun, too. The fact that you can do it, and it turns out, and even if it doesn't rise all the way, it will, you know, and it can, if you don't cook it quite enough, can quickly deflate. Who cares?
Yeah. What did Julia Child say? You just call it a timbal or something if it deflates? Was there another word for it?
I don't know.
Oh.
A timbal refers to, which is kind of like a souffle, but done in a custard cup.
Okay. Well, people are going to eat it. They're going to love it. And you took time to do it. All right. So that's it today. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. Next week, Rintaro, a wonderful Japanese chef from San Francisco, and his cookbook has been nominated, along with yours, in different categories for Best International Style Cookbook. He has a great Japanese restaurant in San Francisco, and we'll talk about his cookbook next week on the KSRO Good Food Hour. Thanks for joining us. Have a safe and beautiful week, and we'll talk again next week. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash.
I'm Guy Benson. Please join me early afternoons live for the Guy Benson Show.
The conversation is great.
On Sonoma County's FM News Talk, KSRO.
This message is from your North Bay Association of Realtors. We deal with the housing market every day. We're concerned housing is unaffordable and homeownership is out of reach for too many Sonoma County residents. We're working for housing market solutions and oppose policies that make things worse. That's why we oppose new rules potentially being rushed through at the County Board of Supervisors on May 21st. They're discussing policies like placing penalties on housing providers and imposing enormous fees. The result? Rents could go up even more, and more houses taken off the rental market altogether. We urge the Board of Supervisors to slow this process, gather more facts, and hear from all parties, including the public. And we urge you to attend the hearing on the 21st, letting them know you oppose bad housing policies. Together, our voices can make Sonoma County housing stronger. Thank you.
Honey, we need to make reservations for Buckley for our vacation. He loves going to daycare.